In Bahrain, Saudi-backed regime forces have continued their desecration of sanctities by attacking religious symbols and demolishing two more mosques. One of the mosques was destroyed in Karzakhan and another in Salmabad. Analysts say it's a systematic move by Manama to intensify its crackdown on the majority anti-regime protesters. Meanwhile, the regime forces stormed an all-girls school in the city of Hamad. Reports say 8 teachers and 25 students were abducted. So far, hundreds of civilian servants from the education ministry have been detained. They've also been prosecuted for taking part in anti-regime protests. The security forces also fired tear gas at the house of Nabil Rajab. The House of Nabil Rajab, who heads the Bahrain Center for Human Rights, this says the Bahraini demonstrators are preparing for the world's biggest coordinated hunger strike. Organizers have called on Bahrainis to join their strike worldwide against the Saudi-backed regime of Al Khalifa's crackdown on the opposition. The Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says the events taking place in Bahrain are a disgrace to the U.S. He was speaking in separate meetings with Iraqi officials, including Vice President Adil Abdulmahdi and the leader of Iraq's National Congress Party, Ahmed Chalabi. Saeed Jalili criticized what he called Washington's hypocritical policies in the Middle East. Jalili accused the U.S. of backing the crackdown on protesters in Bahrain. He also urged unpopular regimes in the Middle East to start listening to their people. Otherwise, he said, they will suffer the same fate as former Egyptian and Tunisian presidents. Jalili also held a meeting with former Iraqi Prime Minister Ibrahim Jaafari.